The eighth day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the martyrdom of St. Matthias the Apostle. On this day in the year 68 AD, St. Matthias the Apostle was martyred. He was born in the region of Galilee and followed the apostles and was chosen to replace Judas Iscariot during the apostolic assembly in the upper room of Zion. Our teacher, St. Peter the Apostle, stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle and all of his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that that field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." And they proposed two of them, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who knows the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is from Acts 1, verses 15 through 26. Afterwards, St. Matthias was filled with the Holy Spirit that descended upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost. He preached the gospel in Judea, Samaria, and Cappadocia, and it was also said he went to the country of cannibals. He went on preaching the gospel until he reached the city of Bardas, where he preached the gospel, but they seized him, for its people did not accept the word, and they imprisoned him. St. Matthias prayed, interceding to the Virgin St. Mary, who came on a cloud. And when she entered the city, all the iron therein melted as wax. And she went to the prison and released St. Matthias the Apostle and all those who were imprisoned with him for the sake of faith. When the governor of the city heard about what had happened, he requested to see the Virgin St. Mary. And she came to him, along with St. Matthias the Apostle, and she healed his son, who was possessed. The governor and all the people of the city believed. St. Mary prayed, and all the iron changed back to its former state, and she went up on a luminous cloud. St. Matthias baptized the people of the city and stayed there for a while, teaching and confirming them in the faith. He ordained priests for them, and after he was confident of their faith, he left them to resume his evangelism. St. Matthias went to the city of Damascus and preached there in the name of the Lord Christ. The people of the city became angry and seized him and tormented him. They did many tortures upon him, but the Lord kept Matthias from harm, and the people marveled and believed in the Lord Christ at the hands of this saint, who then baptized and ordained priests for them. And he stayed with them for many days, confirming them in the faith. When he returned to Jerusalem, the Jews stoned him, and so he was martyred and received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of St. Matthias the Apostle be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 188 AD, St. Julian, the 11th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was a student in the Theological School of Alexandria, which was established by St. Mark, and he was a disciple of St. Pantaenus. He excelled and surpassed many in knowledge, righteousness, and purity. He was ordained a priest in the city of Alexandria, and then became patriarch in the year 178 AD. After his enthronement, he gave a great attention to the spiritual growth of his flock. This incited the pagans not to allow him to leave the city of Alexandria, so he used to leave the city in secret to ordain priests everywhere and visit his flock. Before his departure, the angel of the Lord announced to him that the one who will bring him a cluster of grapes would be the one to succeed him on the patriarchal throne. One day, while Demetrius the vine dresser, who was a lay person, found a cluster of grapes which was not in season. He decided to present it to the patriarch Abba Julian as a gift. While the bishops and the lay leaders were gathered around the Pope, he foretold them about who would be on the throne after him, and he told them that a person carrying a cluster of grapes would be coming to present it to him, and they all were amazed at what the Pope had told them. During their astonishment at what the Pope had told them, Demetrius came in carrying the cluster of grapes in his hands and presented it to the Pope. Pope Julian rejoiced for the fulfillment of his vision, and everyone around him was also amazed and pleased, and he commanded that they enthrone Demetrius as patriarch after him. Saint Julian occupied the apostolic throne for 10 years, and after he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 305 AD, Saint Arianus, governor of Ancona, was martyred. He was a cruel and unjust governor who persecuted Christianity and cruelly tortured and killed the Christians. It happened when he ordered to shoot St. Apollonius with arrows, and one of the arrows glanced back and struck his eye and destroyed it. That happened before some Christians, and one of them told him to apply the blood of St. Apollonius to his eye, and he would regain his sight. At the beginning, Arianus did not believe this, but because of his severe pain and the loss of his eye, he took some of the blood of St. Apollonius and smeared it on his eye, and he immediately regained his sight, and he believed in the Lord Christ and regretted what he had done during the time of tormenting the saints. And then Arianus rose up and destroyed his stone idols, and he refrained from torturing any more of the Christians. When Emperor Diocletian heard the report of Arianus, he had him brought to him and asked him why had he forsaken the worship of the idols of the Roman gods. And Arianus began to tell him about the signs and wonders which God was working by the hands of the holy martyrs, and how, in spite of the tortures which Arianus himself had ordered to be inflicted upon them, they remained faithful until the end, and sometimes even rose up again, whole and unharmed. The emperor became furious because of what Arianus said, and he gave the order to have Arianus cast into a pit and be covered over until death. However, the Lord saved him. Diocletian again ordered that Arianus be placed in a hair sack and to cast him into the sea, and so he delivered his soul and received the crown of martyrdom. Arianus had told his relatives when he bid them farewell that the Lord had told him in a vision of the night that he would take care of his body and return it to his hometown, and they could find it on the shore of Alexandria. And the Lord ordered a dolphin to carry the body of the saint and bring it and cast it on the shore of Alexandria. His men took the body and brought it to Ancona and placed it with the bodies of St. Philemon and St. Apollonius, and there Arianus finished his good fight and received the heavenly crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.